This is Mike Pinder, co-founder of the Moody Blues. You're listening to WBAI, New York.
Coming up next is Ecologic at 6 a.m. right here on WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Oh, people, people, don't you love this earth? We share with everything that grows. Don't you want to taste freedom, peace in this life? I believe we can make it whole again.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It'd be paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth, then tell me where we gonna plant our seed.
We could do, there's so much we could know if we listen to the earth.
Good morning. Glad you could join us for Ecologic at 6 a.m. Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is Ecologic at 6 a.m. for December 10th, 2022.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
This is a new time for us. We were moved from 2:30 p.m. Friday, and so we'll bring you a different kind of show. As this is only our second show at this time slot, we should introduce ourselves. Ecologic is known to cover important environmental news, information, and solutions-oriented things you can do, as well as our Celebration of Nature series. For Ecologic at 6 a.m., we'd rather not jar you with the atrocities of climate chaos first thing in the morning.
What you're hearing now is pre-recorded, but we'll go live at about 6:20, and we'll be taking your calls to hear what you have to say about the environment at this time of day.
Ecologic has been on WBAI for 20 years at various time slots, daytime and weekday evenings. We're starting something new with an early morning weekend time. We know many of our regular listeners will be joining us via the archives, which can be found on www.ecoradio.org and wbai.org/archive. Check the archives for samples of shows we have done in the past.
We are part of an ecologic collective of environmental activists and experts who bring ideas for shows and sometimes join us on the air. I am Donna Stein. I am president of New York City Friends of Clearwater and on the board of directors of Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. I have been a grassroots activist for decades with a focus on the environment, anti-war, and human rights issues. Another passion of mine is kayaking every chance I get, especially kayaktivism. Unfortunately, I will not be able to join us live on Saturday mornings.
I'm Sally Gellert, your New Jersey co-host. I am a member of Radical Elders, InterOccupy, and Democracy Watch News, and a longtime environmentalist. I'm a co-chairperson of the Unitarian Universalist for a Just Economic Community. I have been working with the Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition since 2011. I'm now part of the National Radioactive Waste Coalition. I see myself as a connector of groups working on diverse issues.
I'm Ken Gale. I started Ecologic in 2002. I've been an environmentalist most of my life. I started out as a birder and nature lover, still am, and have been a major part of a number of environmental successes I can be proud of, such as helping to stop uranium mining near New York City's Catskill Reservoirs and helping to get New York's commercial net metering law passed in 2008, which has saved thousands of megawatts of electricity. More on that later in the show. I'm the author of Chernobyl on the Hudson and also an eco-horror story in an anthology comic book. And I maintain Ecologic's website, www.ecoradio.org.
Last week, we talked about one of our intro songs, Big Yellow Taxi. Let's discuss another one. The first song in our opening theme medley is This Earth by Judy Gorman. It's on the Swords into Plowshares 2 Records vinyl album. The album was divided into sections, but the environmental section had only one song, Judy's.
I played This Earth on the first or second episode of Ecologic back in 2002 and got a call from Judy Gorman asking where I got that song. It was not yet on any of her albums or CDs. Since then, she has made an excellent video using that song. It's on YouTube and is linked on our website. Thank you, Judy, for this excellent song. Here's Judy Gorman's This Earth.
Watch the winter trees like feathers against the sky. Brown hills long for spring. It's coming soon, and the singing blackbirds fly, and the singing blackbirds fly. Oh, people, people, don't you love this earth? Share with everything that grows. Don't you want to taste freedom, peace in this life? I believe make it whole again. I believe we can make it whole. I turn from the window to read the papers of madness, new lies, old greed, and another weapon more frightening than death, when we could cherish the earth and see, cherish the earth and see. Share with everything that grows. Don't you want to taste freedom, peace in this life? I believe we can make it whole again. I believe we can make it whole. We pass threadbare cities, fiery hopes for this earth, this spinning jewel. I swear that before our time's done, I want to see this old world renewed. This world renewed.
Judy Gorman's This Earth.
Sometimes environmental activism can be depressing, but there are also successes to celebrate.
I want to take a minute to talk about art and activism. Throughout the history of activism, art has shown the ability to get ideas across powerfully. My own activism was strongly influenced by a poster that struck me in high school. It was the iconic And Babies poster of the Vietnam My Lai Massacre. It was created by the Art Workers Coalition, a group of New York City artists who opposed the war from a photo taken by U.S. combat photographer Ronald Haberle in 1968. A grassroots network of volunteer artists, students, and peace activists began circulating it globally. It was a defining image of the My Lai massacre and U.S. war crimes in Vietnam. I still get teary seeing it and reading about it. My path was clear from that point forward, in college and beyond. Even before that, the art form of music influenced me and a whole generation of youth. As I listened to Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie songs around the campfire, I'm 9 years old with my banjo playing camp counselor. She went on to later produce the first Earth Day, then Earth Week poster in 1970 for the environmental movement at the University of Pittsburgh. Fast forward and skipping a few steps, the Occupy movement inspired artists, writers, puppeteers, photojournalists, videographers, all who helped get across the message that we were trying to convey. Occupy inspired radio producers as well. The halls of WBAI were buzzing. I participated in street theater, sign making, and banner drops that get the attention of media. I am grateful to all the great artists who lend their talents to making democratic change. A few to mention: Kim Fratchik, Eric McGregor, Monica Hunkin, Seth Tabachman, Apollo, Pete Seeger, and Peter Yarrow included. I apologize to those I didn't mention. Getting into the public eye, any way we can, people getting heard has made a difference.
Speaking of people making a difference, two things happened in 2007 that seemed unconnected at the time, but turned out to be closely linked. One, the New York Independent Systems Operator, NYISO, the organization that safeguards the electricity grid and makes sure there's always enough electricity, predicted in 2007 that in 10 years, New York State would need 35,000 megawatts of electricity at peak times. Peak times are when the most electricity is used, during heat waves, when air conditioning use is highest. And two, J.K. Canepa, with myself and others, started the New York Climate Action Group, NYCAG. It filled the void left by the inactivity of one of the best New York City environmental groups of the early 21st century, the Neighborhood Energy Network, NEN, an organization oriented towards local solutions to global climate change, educating and advocating for solar energy and cutting waste through energy efficiency in our buildings. NYCAG's first major action was a way of continuing the work of NEN, putting together a solar panel of experts to identify policy impediments to growing the solar industry in New York. We had four installers, one from Brooklyn, one from Queens, and two from Manhattan. And number one for all four of them was commercial net metering. Net metering is where if you have solar panels and they make more electricity than you use, the excess is put into the grid and your meter runs backwards. It lowers everyone's electric bill because expensive methane peaking plants don't need to come online. Though New York was the second state in the union to have net metering back in the 90s, it wasn't permitted for commercial buildings as a sort of compromise with utilities who don't like competition from the sun. For years, a commercial net metering bill was proposed by the Sierra Club Atlantic chapter and the New York Solar Energy Industry Association, NYSEA. It would pass in the Democratic Party-controlled New York State Assembly and die in the Republican State Senate. The split New York legislature didn't foster bipartisan agreements, but rather inactivity and dysfunction. For many people around the U.S. who analyze state governments, New York's legislature was a laughingstock of how not to govern the state. It also gave a disproportionate amount of power to each governor, no matter which political party they were from. So, no commercials with solar net metering. Our event was in the Quaker Friends Meeting House in the Gramercy Park area of Manhattan in January 2008. Due to scheduling, we only had 4 weeks to plan it, and we packed the meeting house. Over 200 people attended our event, and we urged people to contact their state senators and assembly members to get commercial net metering, mentioning the effect on the carbon footprint of New York State, but emphasizing the thousands of jobs that would be created to install those solar panels. We urged them to spread the word, and they sure did. Videographer Pamela Timmons recorded what would be an historic event. 2 weeks later, I called NYSEA and urged them to get their folks upstate to contact their state senators and assembly members again because we were pushing from New York City. I know, he told me. All they're talking about in Albany is solar. You really started something down there. And in June, the bill was passed by both houses. In fact, the Republican state Senate supported it nearly unanimously, better than the state assembly did. The bill was signed into law in August. And while they were at it, the Senate also gave New York City a solar property tax abatement, which was mentioned at our solar forum, but we decided to emphasize the net metering. So in 2008, the year after the NYISO prediction, we got commercial net metering in New York. Many large installations were put up every year, thousands of jobs. And with solar usually comes efficiency. The less electricity a person or a company with solar panels uses or wastes, the more of their solar generated electricity will go into the electricity grid, and they get paid for that. In 2017, New York only needed 30,000 megawatts of electricity at the peak. NYISO said the difference between their 35,000 megawatt prediction and actual use was due to solar energy and energy efficiency. 5,000 megawatts is a lot of efficiency in solar, the equivalent of 5 nuclear power plants. According to Green Building Advisor, 5,000 megawatts can power more than 1 million homes. Some of that 5,000 megawatts of electricity simply came from people getting more efficient lighting and more efficient appliances. But much of it came from commercial net metering. Less energy use means less burning of methane, which means cleaner air and cleaner water, which means healthier air and healthier water, which means healthier people. It's interesting that hardly anyone knows it happened, never mind that the members of NYCAG had anything to do with it. We didn't do it for the credit, but it's nice to know that in that manner, we had a long-lasting effect. We have a legacy we can be proud of. I'm Ken Gale.
Hey, Sally, what's one of your New Jersey successes?
Well, thinking about the former Starwood Energy coal plant that was just imploded in Swedesboro, New Jersey, with the head of the state's Board of Public Utilities pushing the button to demolish it to make way for a new clean energy project, I'm reminded of the fight against carbon capture and sequestration, or CCS, at the proposed PureGen, quote-unquote, clean coal project in Linden, New Jersey. Back in 2012, CCS was a new concept, a Wall Street darling that was going to allow coal-fired facilities to continue on without polluting. 350.org had been organizing for only about 4 years at the time, and people were concerned about global warming. As usual, the fossil fuel industry had a suggestion, although as usual, not a very good one. The Sierra Club had its Beyond Coal campaign going, supported by the fracking industry. Though the film Gasland had come out in 2010, natural gas as a bridge fuel was still being touted. But we were hearing about a way to keep the coal plants running, and we were to be a test case. In Linden, a former Dow Chemical facility on the waterfront was to be redeveloped, and plans were underway for a landmark CCS project. The carbon dioxide would be captured, purified of its toxins. Where would they go, we wondered, and pumped down the coast to the Atlantic City area, then 70 miles out to sea, and then down more than a mile under the seabed. Environmentalists thought that it was a crazy expensive plan and realized that should there be a leak, ocean acidification would be a big new problem. Activists canvassed, and just about every resident to whom we spoke was unaware of the scheme, and many wanted to join the fight. There were hearings about the state's energy master plan at the time, and I was dispatched to the last of them to ask, "Will you commit to no new coal in New Jersey?" At the previous hearing, that had been stated, and I was to get a confirmation. One can never be too careful. So I dutifully asked again, and sure enough, was told that coal was to be a thing of the past in our state. Anyway, it had been a long, hard fight, and we all wanted to celebrate. Notice I said that this occurred in 2012. That last hearing was actually in October, a month made unforgettable by a certain superstorm. In fact, our victory was declared on October 22nd. As we discussed the possibility of celebrating together, we considered dates. November 5th was a possibility. One of the options. Someone mentioned the storm that was said to be coming. Sandy and I, based on the experiences of two previous years with Irene and the freak snowstorm, said naively with full confidence, "Oh, that should be fine. It'll be a week after the storm. I'll be able to get to the gathering by train." Little did I know how much of my time during the next few years was going to be devoted to Occupy Sandy, New Jersey, the Bergen County Long-Term Recovery Committee, the Rebuild by Design New Meadowlands Citizen Advisory Group, even camping out in Trenton with the New Jersey Organizing Project in 2015, and that full rail service would not actually return until January 14th of 2013.
Wow, that's something, Sally. What do we have next, Ken?
This next song is a rare one from Peter Gabriel. It's from the movie WALL-E, which is a charming Pixar movie with an environmental and social message to it. Here's Down to Earth by Peter Gabriel.
Sure. That was Peter Gabriel's Down to Earth from the Pixar movie WALL-E. You're listening to Ecologic, WBAI's premier environmental show, right here on WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Sally Gellert. We're now live, getting ready to take your phone calls. The number is 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877.
News from the Delaware River Basin Commission, DRBC, which on Wednesday approved regulations of fracking-related activities after a 2021 ban on fracking itself. The DRB statement says, by a vote of 4-0, with the federal government abstaining, the Delaware River Basin Commission today approved a final rule prohibiting the discharge of wastewater from high-volume hydraulic fracturing to water or land in the Delaware River Basin and clarifying the circumstances in which water, including wastewater, may be exported from or imported into the basin.
Delaware Riverkeeper Meyer Van Rossum noted that by not publicizing the proposed rulemaking prior to the meeting, the DRBC, quote, fully undermined public engagement, which was not in keeping with DRBC tradition. Doug O'Malley, Director of Environment New Jersey, pointed out that, quote, the fracking industry has a desperate need to dispose of vast quantities of fracking wastewater. He warned that a complete ban on all fracking-related activities in the basin is the only solution to the risk.
Yeah. Otherwise, the fracking industry will always find ambiguities and loopholes in new regulations.
Mm-hmm. You know, WBAI is different from other radio stations. We're independent community radio. We need you, listeners, for Ecologic and WBAI to exist.
Ecologic and WBAI continued to offer you environmental news, information, and entertainment. Ecologic at 6 a.m. includes more music and listener calls, but fewer live interviews with experts. Our listener-supported radio station needs you.
Right now, WBAI's end-of-year campaign, Let's Enjoy Our Future Together, will help the station take charge of our tower rent to Times Square for 2023. You can support WBAI's free speech community radio by becoming a BAI buddy, pledging for premiums, or by making a one-time donation today. The Tower Fund is back on our radar. It will continue to keep coming back, as WBAI needs to ensure that our signal gets to you. The Times Square Tower has a wide reach, but if our rent is not paid, that won't help us.
Donating to the Transmitter Tower Fund helps keep every single show on the air. Go to www.towerfund.wbai.org. Help WBAI take charge of our transmission tower rent. We need everybody. We need you. Towerfund.wbai.org.
It is your support of the Transmitter Tower Fund that makes this show possible. Everyone, please keep going to www.towerfund.wbai.org.
There's so much that we cover that is unknown to the public or so controversial that commercial radio won't touch it. The whole thing about East River Park, the press was gung-ho about reporting the then-mayor's contribution to Prospect Park, but the previous week completely ignored a huge park being illegally destroyed. Where did you hear about that? Right here on Ecologic and other WBAI shows. Nowhere else. And that is why this Tower Fund needs your support. That is why you need to support Ecologic. That is why you need to support WBAI. Please go to www.towerfund.wbai.org now.
Ecologic has been on WBAI for 20 years, so we have covered lots of environmental topics, and some of our most popular past shows have been made into DVDs and CDs that we offer as thank you gifts to our donors. Our DVDs include Comparing Grassroots and National Organizing, which was a panel with four activists giving advantages and disadvantages of local versus national activism. It was a panel that seemed to have a magic to it.
To support Ecologic and have it be a win-win, you can choose from our many premiums. Please go to ecologic.wbai.org to choose for yourself from our many options. Here are some of the CDs and DVDs we have here, some of them.
We offer a DVD with both the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater sailing up the Hudson and live music from a New York City Friends of Clearwater Water Festival.
Making Solar Happen in New York City is a three-DVD set with the January 2008 panel of four expert solar installers I mentioned earlier. They're telling us how to grow the solar industry in New York with the arguments that convinced the legislatures to pass the bill that had been introduced so often without results. The panel led directly to the commercial solar net metering law in New York State. And this package also includes an ecologic episode about solar and the policy changes that were and still are needed to achieve independent and free electricity. It includes our guest's conversation that continued after the show. Once they got going, they couldn't stop. That's a $90 donation for the three DVDs. Call 212-209-2950 or go to ecologic.wbai.org to get your copy of Solar in the City and help the station stay on the air. A total of seven solar experts explain the potential for the solar energy that we have today and the policies that were and are needed. That's 212-209-2950 or go to ecologic.wbai.org for your copy of Solar in the City.
You know, I'm impressed that our show and a panel that we planned with New York Climate Action Group was able to have such a direct effect, cutting through a bureaucratic logjam in Albany. That is why we need your support. That is why we need you to support Ecologic. That is why we all need to support WBAI. Please go to ecologic@wbai.org or call 212-209-2950 now. Our DVDs are available with a donation of $40 per disc, some of the packages of multiple discs.
We also have a variety of music CDs, the Ray Corona Band's Too Much Sunshine, the Raging Grannies with Pete Seeger at Clearwater, and an Indian Point song sampler.
We have a four-CD set that includes five Ecologic episodes, Drinking Water Plus Bottled Water and the Plastic It Comes In, Demystifying the Electricity Grid, Health Effects of Indoor Plants Plus 1 Year After the BP Oil Spill, and Fracking.
All of our CDs are yours for a donation of $35 per disc. Some are singles, some are packages. Most of our premiums can be found on ecologic.wbai.org and on give2wbai.org. So go to ecologic.wbai.org, leave out the www, and donate in the name of Ecologic. We hope to become your favorite program.
Your donation gets you the premium and a one-year membership to WBAI. There are several packages. These are great for presents. You'll surely be the only person to give your friend or relative an exclusive environmental CD or DVD that's available only from WBAI and Ecologic. You can also become a sustaining member as a BAI buddy in the name of Ecologic. Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We look forward to being your Ecologic buddy.
And if you prefer to mail a check for your membership and or premiums, the physical address is WBAI Radio, Attention Membership, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. It's 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217.
You know, when I'm out driving and listening to random shows on BAI, I'm impressed by the variety of voices and issues. The important subjects, from our environmental focus to free speech, militarization, local politicians, music in a variety of styles and from many cultures. WBAI is just such a wealth of information that can't be heard elsewhere. I've been listening to WBAI since high school, more decades than I care to mention, and it has always provided news that I need, news that I would be missing without WBAI, and that is why we need your support. That is why we need you to support Ecologic, and that is why we need to support WBAI. Please show us how much you appreciate this type of programming by being a supporter. I guarantee you the appreciation will be mutual.
Those of you who have joined us from our Friday afternoon show will note that Donna Stein's voice has been absent in this segment. She can't be here live on Saturdays. We miss her live on air, but she is still part of our collective and still a co-producer.
Before we take your calls, one more news item. New York's Climate Action Council, or CAC, is recommending the inclusion of nuclear energy in its climate action plan, ignoring its climate justice working group's recommendations. Only one member of the CAC spoke up for environmental justice and renewable energy, asking for time to consider this. Others simply voted to include nuclear power. Their rationale was simple. There's a lot of money in the Inflation Reduction Act for nuclear, and some of it needs to come to New York. This is all very last minute. Governor Hochul is expected to take action quickly. NIRS has details on its website, NIRS.org. That's NIRS.org. Go to Take Action, then Alerts.
NIRS is such a great group, NIRS.org. Yes. WBAI has a lot of history of good radio, 6 a.m. on Saturdays, and we want to continue to bring you what you want to hear. We enjoy your input. Our phone number, and we have two people waiting to talk to us right now.
Oh,
our phone number is 212-209-2877, so please give us a call. And you're on the air, 212-209-2877. Hi.
Good morning. This is Rose from New Jersey, a fossil without a computer. I would like to ask, have you paid attention to the Keystone Pipeline leak? I guess it hit Kansas, yesterday.
I didn't hear about that one.
This one's a doozy. I think it's a perfect opportunity to start banging on the drum. And another thing I'd love to see is when Citicorp was built, I used to live in Manhattan when that was built, and that wonderful whole process was to have solar energy in that building. And then Con Ed said, no, you can't do that. And has anybody put any pressure on that bank? And it could be done by, you just simply say, let's take our money out of Citibank. I mean, they certainly do fund enough homes and everything. I mean, their loan department is big, I'm sure. Just gripe about the fact that it was never activated. Hey, I get brothers who use black plastic hose and boxes to make hot water. Why can't they make hot electricity on that building?
You're so right. And I remember when they announced, because they were eventually the slant on the roof was supposed to face the north, and then somebody said, well, if you have it slanting the south, you can put solar panels on it and it gets some free electricity. And so Citibank changed their design to do that, and then they never put the solar panels up. Large corporations like Citibank and large utilities like Con Ed tend to be friends, and they very often have members of the boards of directors in common.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's a great point.
Well, yeah, I just would love to. I think we've got to really bang on that business about the Keystone leaking. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Keystone, absolutely.
Thank you, guys. I send money to the station when I can. I'm blind and I'm retired, and we'll be glad to try to put some your way. But I find it very difficult to get through the system at 388.
I've heard that story, too.
Yeah. Okay, well great. Thank you.
We really appreciate you being there and helping us out. Yeah.
Bless you for all your good works and lovely holidays. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and to you.
Yep, and again, you're on the air. Our number is 212-209-2877.
Hi, good morning. My name is Angel. I wanted to thank you for your programming, and I appreciate your inclusion of art and music as part of the environmental activism. I was prompted by Sally's, reminiscence of, last... in the 70s, when she saw some environmental, posters. For me, I wanted to add the song, and I missed the beginning of the show, but by Marvin Gaye, The Ecology, as one of the inspiring songs. And I'm glad that you include music in your format and you complement each other with your kind of counterpoint. So thank you very much. I had one question. If I wanted to send music to you guys for possible inclusion, do I just use the address on Atlantic Avenue, or is there another way of getting stuff to you?
If you have it on an MP3, send it to me, nuffsaid@riseup.net.
And I will take care of it. If you send things to the station, we don't go there. This is all being done from our homes. So sending something directly to the station, we're not likely to get it. Although we do have a friend who does go into the station that we see every once in a while, so maybe we would.
Okay, so maybe
I can give you a physical address on how.
Okay, so we can figure that out. I'm a member of the New York City Labor Chorus, and we have a show called 350 that I would like to have you air at some point.
Sounds interesting.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the music thing. We're glad to have the full hour, so we've got time to add a song now and again, right? But I think of Emma Goldman. If I can't dance, I don't want to be part of your revolution. It's important to bring these things together.
Yeah, and the attitude of, music is superfluous and don't bother with it. It's been around for 100 years, or Emma Goldman wouldn't have had to say that.
Right.
My personal belief is that it might take me or Sally 15 minutes to say, a musician, a songwriter, can say in 2.5 minutes. So why not give them their 2.5 minutes, right?
I remember the Raging Grannies testifying at a NRS, the National Regulatory Commission, hearing at Stony Point. And the commissioners kind of looked flustered. They said, no, we're just going to take the same 3 minutes. I know there's a group of us, and they sang. And the atmosphere in the room changed. It really did. It's so wonderful.
Yeah, I have a lot of stories like that with the Raging Grannies testifying with the city council and stuff. It really makes such a difference.
When you're marching, when you're doing demos, having even a drum and musical presence animates, I think, the groups.
Yeah.
The number here is 212-209-2877, and I remember one time the Raging Grannies testified at the city council on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and they covered the TPP more than any of the expert speakers. They covered the entire issue. It was like they had like 8 or 10 of the speakers all in that 1 2.5 minute song. Amazing. And the city council bailiffs could not understand why there was a whole bunch of people coming up to the front when one person's name was called. And
right.
One of the grannies at the time was 100 years old. When the bailiff said, she can't sit down, Mercy Van Black, who was kind of leading the group at the time, was like, she's 100 years old, she gets to sit down. The bailiff just turned around and walked away. And they sang their song, and the head of the committee just all of a sudden went from this dour expression to a big smile for the rest of the hearing. Changing the vibe of a room, and it just... There was something special about it. And a month later, the granny showed up at another hearing, and the same bailiff looked at her and went, hey, it's one of our TPP singers. So they went from, you can't be here, to, hey, you're one of ours.
Right.
Yeah.
In-house entertainment now.
But, it's also great to hear any caller praise the music, because there are so many people who organize rallies who don't understand the value of music, and I know people do. Thank you.
Okay,
and
thank you. Have a good
one. Okay,
you too.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And again, 212-209-2977. No callers right now, so there's room for you.
Okay. All right. Well, and here's one for Donna, our kayaker co-producer, who can't join us on Saturday mornings. The Camden waterfront is becoming more accessible, with 4 waterfront parcels of land being acquired and preserved by the New Jersey Conservation Foundation, NJCF. The shipping industry has previously warned against increased kayaking on the Delaware River for fear of dangerous collisions. However, Stephanie Kreiser of the NJCF said greater public access to the water has multiple benefits. The Delaware River is a resource to be enjoyed by everyone, not just commercial shipping interests. Kayakers can safely enjoy the Delaware by staying close to shore and avoiding shipping channels, she said.
And our Donna Stein responded with, the Hudson River is where I do most of my kayaking, but it's true for any body of water. Kayakers are trained to know how to navigate the traffic on the Hudson River.
We crossed the river safely. We know the ferry schedules and the speeds of the other vessels. Safety is primary. One thing I agree with is that commercial shipping uses only part of the river, but we didn't clean up the Hudson over the last 50-plus years for only commercial purposes. The river belongs to the people. Kayakers, fisher folks, paddle boaters, sailboaters, all recreational water sports are here and need to increase, even swimming. There are several swimming events that already happen every year on the Hudson and other waterways. Water for the people. Same thing in Chicago. A friend of hers, looking down on the river from his apartment in Chicago, told her about the kayakers there traveling in groups. Kayaking is a wonderful sport.
Our phone number is 212-209-2877. So please give us a call now. That's 212-209-2877. Do we have someone?
Yep, we do.
Oh, hi.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. I'm changing the subject. Is that okay?
Sure.
My problem is the whole issue of recycling. Is there any... The compost container that we had in front of our apartment building has disappeared. And I tried to call the 311 number to find out about it. I tried to call. They don't have a connection to the Department of Sanitation, which is very weird. I tried to call Gail Brewer's office. I'm an Upper West Sider, and no, nothing. Nobody can help me. What happens? What is there a place to call, a direct phone number I can reach the recycling that of compost?
Yeah, what you already did is are both great ideas, and I'm surprised that 311 said they didn't have a connection to the sanitation department, because they do, because people complain about sanitation. That's what 311 calls usually are, their complaints, according to friends of mine who used to work there. And if that didn't work, the Lower East Side Ecology Center works with the Department of Sanitation on recycling issues. They used to be on the Lower East Side, but when East River Park was destroyed, they were forced to move to Brooklyn. But the Lower East Side Ecology Center still has a website, and tell them what you just told us, and they have a direct line.
Yeah, I also just did a quick search. If you're online, www.makecompost.nyc/contact. Want to get in touch with the DSNY compost education team? That would be Department of Sanitation, right?
Yeah.
Makecompost.nyc. www.makecompost.nyc/contact.
Makecompost.nyc. NYC. In other words, there's no phone number I can take.
Well, let me keep looking.
Because I like to communicate by phone. By
I get it, yep.
It's more immediate.
Sally is great at this web stuff. she's amazing. So if the number is around, she will find it, because that's what she does.
Also, I want to say I'm very, very happy that it's moved to get a full hour. This is Judith. And
thank you.
And it's a shout out to all of you.
I thought this was Judith of the Raging Grannies.
Yes.
And well, she's Judith
Sickhart
of the Raging Grannies, and she's been a member of WBAI for a long time.
1,000 years.
And you've sing with other groups as well. A great activist. Thank you, Judith, for calling.
And no phone number yet?
I've found the Department of Sanitation page. Let's see if they've got a phone number on it. Well, they're not making it easy.
Yeah, right?
311 is up there.
And the thing that's weird is I used to see a lot of those brown containers in different places as I walked in my neighborhood.
Right.
And they've all disappeared. So I'm wondering if there's a new policy, if there's something strange going on.
I do have to say, we in New Jersey envy you being able to have curbside composting. I'm fortunate enough that my local Unitarian Society has a compost bin. I drop my stuff off there, but it's nothing from the town.
Yeah, I mean, it's a drag. You know, it stinks, and you want to get it in the container right away and get it over with.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't
my wife
brings
it to green markets. A lot of the green markets do have composting available. But also, if you put newspaper in with the compost to cover it up, it absorbs an awful lot of the smell. It's amazing what newspaper will absorb. Not 100% of it, but and she also uses she's found them in recycling, these plastic containers that are from coffee. It just seals the flavor in, and it also seals the smells in, and she uses it for recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And Lower East Side Ecology Center, I got a phone number for them. I can use the internet too, Sally.
There you go. Oh, and I found one. Go ahead.
212-477-4022. Oh, it looks like they found a place on there, back on the Lower East Side. Good for them. 212.
All right, I'm gonna call them because I'm really upset and my house is starting to stink. Okay,
I've got another one for
4022.
Well, let's repeat this number: 477-4022.
And I have for the NYC Department of Sanitation 718-828-0540. That comes from nicelocal.com, so I don't know. It gives a Bronx address, but I would go with the Lower East Side first.
Two will be able to get me tips as to where to find. Yeah, this will be great. Thank you
great.
A million,
well,
and keep up this wonderful program.
Thank you so
love
much.
Love and blessings to all of you.
And to you. Good holiday.
And let's see, we barely have time for any more calls. So let's give some more environmental news.
Oh, okay. So news from environmental politics. We've got a fun Christmas fact. Asbury Park Press reports that the first cut-your-own Christmas tree farm was here in New Jersey, the Garden State. So,
And BASF will be restoring a Superfund site in Toms River, New Jersey, that has suffered decades of pollution and illegal dumping. The work is expected to start in spring and take 5 years.
There's a so-called smart fire prevention plan for the New Jersey Pinelands, but many people are concerned about the plan that would cut up to 2.4 million small trees. Doesn't seem the thing to do in the middle of a climate crisis, does it?
Yeah, they people underestimate the power of trees. One of my favorite examples of their power is when the tidal wave hit Thailand and India. Any place that had a coastal forest, the villages on the other side of the forest were safe, because the forest absorbed the power of the tidal wave and the water of the tidal wave. Where in villages where they cut down a forest and put their village right on right on the water.
The beach, yeah.
Those villages had big death holes.
Yeah.
So this is what a forest can do for you on a tidal wave. So it definitely can do that on a winter storm or a hurricane.
Yeah. Well, in this case, you're talking about cutting out the smaller ones in between the bigger ones, but it still seems like a lot of trees to be cutting down. There's going to be a public comment period on that, so we'll be watching that one.
Where's the next generation of trees going to come from if they cut all the baby trees?
Right, yep.
I mean, and in Jersey Pinelands, I would highly recommend anybody who can go visit them. It's this beautiful, fascinating area. It's an ecosystem that is unique. We have it right here, short distance from New York City, and you'll see the quiet, the incredible quiet of being in the Pinelands.
And the Jersey Devil.
Oh, boy.
But it's time to wrap it up, so thanks for joining us this morning. We're glad to have you with us for Ecologic at 6 a.m., live or on the archives. This has been a different sort of show, appropriate for a different time, and we hope that you'll stay with us.
We love to stay in touch with you, and it's important now that our time slot has changed. So those of you online, please go to www.ecoradio.org and sign up for our email list. Those of you on Facebook, please like our page. Enter eco-logic.
Our website has information on a variety of environmental topics. So go to www.ecoradio.org. That's www.ecoradio.org.
WBAI is different from other radio stations. We're independent community radio. We need you for Ecologic and WBAI to exist.
Ecologic and WBAI continue to offer you environmental news, information, and entertainment. Ecologic at 6 a.m. includes more music and listener calls. Our listener-supported radio station needs you.
To support Ecologic and have it be a win-win, you can choose from our many premiums. Most can be found both on ecologic.wbai.org and on give2wbai.org. So go to ecologic.wbai.org, leave out the www, and donate in the name of Ecologic. To become a member or contribute monthly as a BAI buddy, call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We love to see those Ecologic BAI buddy pledges. Most of the WBAI staff, including us, are volunteers. Pledging now during this show really helps Ecologic especially.
Our thanks to our engineer today, Catherine Davis. We appreciate you.
I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert. Join us again next week for Ecologic at 6 a.m. on Saturday, December 17th, to hear about wildlife crossings and other up-to-date environmental news, like that Keystone Pipeline still.
The sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
So solar power, inexpensive energy. So
can't find that on the radio.
Well, tune in to WBAI and you certainly will get an earful.
You'll turn to that station.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned.
And you can ensure that WBAI is here for you now and in the future through WBAI's Tower Fund. Go to towerfund.wbai.org and contribute what you can to ensure that the room which houses WBAI's transmitter at 4 Times Square, which costs $17,000 a month, is paid through the coming year. Please go to towerfund.wbai.org or phone 212-209-2950 to help secure WBAI's future.
Thank you to all of you for contributing. And we hope that you are, we hope that you will decide to make a contribution in support of this commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio station.
WBAI in New York.